a book review. The name of the book, On Becoming Beloved, Heroic Sanctity in Marriage. The author, Patricia O'Malley Ashker, A-S-H-K-E-R. The publishers, St. Paul, Alba House. The year, 2009. Now let's take a look at the jacket to get an idea of what this book contains. It reads as follows. Catholics have been taught to look to the saints for examples of heroic holiness. But the average layperson becomes overwhelmed by a goal they think is unobtainable. Most people are not called to serve in far-off missions or to a life of cloistered prayer. They are called to sanctity, day by ordinary day, in the place and time chosen by God. The trouble is, we tend to complicate things. This book presents a simple method for husbands and wives to follow in their efforts to fulfill their covenant with the Father by serving each other and their families on a day-by-day basis. The key is putting one spouse first, lifting them up in prayer and sacrifice with heaven as the ultimate goal for both partners. The challenges are many, but the grace of God is always available at hand to help the couple meet and overcome them. It is the author's intention in these pages to promote genuine human Christian values, nourished families, and to give voice to the sanctity of the family through the sacrament of marriage. In the process, each partner grows and becomes truly beloved of God and of each other. And what might be the table of contents in this book? Well, it's a very small book, and the chapters are as follows. The Sacrament of Marriage, Chapter 1. 2. Some down-to-earth suggestions. 3. The Holy Family. 4. Forgiveness in a Marriage. 5. Parenting. 6. What about the media? And 7. Our Sanctuary. And now we move into the book itself. Pick out a section that might be of value to us and might have something very pertinent to say to us. As I move through the chapters here, I come upon down-to-earth suggestions. And one of the suggestions is really a question that turns into a suggestion. It is as follows. Do you know what the two most important days of our lives are? No. It is not our engagement or wedding anniversary. Quote, now, unquote, is the first, the most important day of our life because it is all we have. A gift is a present. We are right now living in the present. Now is the gift. Now, the word now, time, is the gift. The second most important day is the hour of our death. At that point, we will have to render an account of all the days of our life. The worldly matters, such as how many credit cards do I own, how much money did I accumulate, what is in my 401k or retirement fund, or how high up the corporate ladder of success did I climb, have no value. These things are earthly, physical, and carry no weight in the overall scheme of things. What did we do with the gifts given for our passage home? How did we use our faith? Did we obey the commandments? Did we live each day in the presence of our eternal Father? Did we live contemplating Him? How did we do our duty to those around us, especially the ones entrusted to us by Him? How have we dealt with our neighbor? That's the end of the book review. Just a very short comment. What I like in this book is the fact that it elevates marriage and places it within the realm of religion. That it is a God-given gift, grace, and that God has to be played into the equation every time we make a move with our spouse. Whether we're in pain, or whether we're having a loving moment, or whether we're going through difficulties, always to remember that we were married at this particular time, It was already preconceived by God. God put us here. He didn't have us marry somebody else 4 centuries ago or 4 centuries to come. It is now. And to read everything through the eyes of God, it's a wonderful way not only to look at our marriages, but to look at our life. Our life can be so complicated and so filled with anxieties. But once you step back from it and put it into the life of God, it takes on a whole different perspective. And what is really valuable, what is really beneficial, what is really the most important really surfaces when we talk about living in the life of God. Amen.